Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 524, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 28, The Passion of Connor.
It aired September 5th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Paul Grinda. The Passion of Connor. Is Connor getting crucified in this episode? Let's just put the tiger on the table. Is Connor gonna get crucified in this episode for our sins, Josh?
Oh, I hope not.
I really would hope he doesn't. I don't want to
feel any responsibility for that. My boy Connor.
No, I don't want to be on the business end of that. I'm not going to look at the description, but there is a guest star, colon, and then somebody's name. But this time, unlike in Ocean Alert, you can click on her name. And it's not just a link to her IMDb, which only has two entries, one of which being the episode Ocean Alert, Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Whoa.
So, and I clicked on it because I was like, who is Antonia Preble? And turns out, she's like a real actress who's done a lot of stuff. So that's exciting.
Does anything jump out at you as something a casual movie viewer might know or TV viewer?
Oh, she was on the tribe, but I feel like every single actor in New Zealand under the age of like 25 was on the tribe. Because it was like a long running show. It's a show about like, I don't know if they're like shipwrecked somewhere or if all the adults in the world died, and so it's like a kids are left.
There's a show like that on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, it's a
but it's like all the adults are gone and it's just teens left, and it's like post-apocalyptic kind of, but all the teens are still separated by cliques.
Yeah, I saw that on Netflix. I have not watched it. It looked fun and I heard it was good. I forget what it's called though.
I don't remember if it was a movie or a show. And I also don't remember what it was called.
Yeah. It was called like day something. I don't remember. I don't know.
Day clicks.
No, but she was on the tribe, but again, I think Connor was on the tribe. Like every single human alive, that every New Zealand actor was on the tribe at some point. Australian and New Zealand actor. And then she was also, there was one other thing. She's in Mystic Force, so like
as like a Power Ranger.
I don't know if she's a Power Ranger, but it says like she's on Mystic Force, like on Mystic Force, as in like she's a character on Mystic Force. And so I was like, okay, and I didn't want to look into it any more than that. So
yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be fun. When is Mystic Force?
Two seasons from now. We got Nexus SPD and then Mystic Force.
So she's not pulling the Christina Devine double duty back to back.
No.
Katrina Devine.
Yes.
I said Christina. Her name is Katrina.
It is Katrina.
I'm a professional.
We do this for a living. Let's go watch the show. If you're new here, what we do is a pause recording. We go watch
All right.
Burns. We come back, talk about it. You follow along. If you have the DVDs exclusively, blah, 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 blah. Let's go watch The Passion of the Connor.
Dino Thunder power up.
And we're back, and we just watched The Passion of Connor, and good news, he did not get crucified on a cross for our sins.
No, he did get, I think, put up on a pedestal, though.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll talk about what happens to Connor at the end.
Yeah, I can't wait to yell about that part of the episode. That'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. So my internet's being real crappy, and I had a couple things I was going to talk about, but my internet doesn't want to, so I don't want to waste a lot of time. I will say real quick that I lost power on Monday after recording our last episode, and it got down to like 40 degrees in my house, maybe lower, and that was fun. That was a really fun night because my dumb ass didn't grab a third blanket until 2 in the morning when I woke up shivering. And then I slept with it, like, cocooned over my head with a little mouth hole to breathe out of. So, That was fun. And then I also wanted to mention that after, do you remember a couple episodes ago when I talked about how my feet are goblin feet? They're like terrible goblin feet.
No, but go on.
Okay, so I talked about how like I got a pumice stone so I could like get the horrible calluses off of my giant goblin feet.
I was here for this, I guess.
You were here. We talked about it. You were on the show too.
Sometimes your brain just plucks stuff out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Look, what, you don't want to remember about my terrible goblin feet, John? I'm offended. Anyway, the point is that Riley Hopkins messaged me. It was like, have you ever used a foot mask? And I was like, no, I should look into that though. And then literally as I was typing that, Riley was like, what's your address? I'm just gonna send you one. And I got one and I was gonna use it Monday night, but then I lost power, so I didn't. And I haven't had time yet. So I'm gonna do it maybe tonight, and I will report back on my new cool foot findings afterwards. But according to the box, it should make it shed like a sunburn, but good on purpose. And I'm kind of excited about that. Josh,
mm-hmm.
This is a Friday episode, but my internet is trying to commit seppuku, and I would like to. I would like to get through.
Is that the
this
number
episode.
Puzzle?
Yeah. No, it's not that.
This is really concentrating.
I wish it was a number puzzle. I'm good at Sudokus. I'm not. There's nothing I can do about internet wanting to die. So do you want to just jump into the episode? We have a couple emails. We got one literally like right before we started recording, like hot and fresh out of the oven. But I kind of just want to jump into this episode.
All right, let's do it.
We start off with a pretty girl putting up tree flyers. Her name is Krista, which you might notice is a little bit like Christ. So I think they know.
Oh, no.
I think they know what they were doing, but they wanted to be a little coy about it.
Being cute.
Yeah. So she's putting up flyers about one tree, about saving the tree, just the one cool old tree. And Connor comes in with the other boys. Kira, not to be found. And for a while, I thought Kira was going to be not in this episode. But she is later. She just has other stuff to do right now, I guess.
She's got to practice.
Yeah. So, you know.
Or something. I don't know. She's just gone for a minute. She'll be back.
So the boys all come in, and Connor's like, there's my future wife, Krista, last name. I don't know if he says the last name. But
I don't think he does. I think it's the future Mrs. Connor McKnight.
Okay. And Krista McKnight. It has a nice ring to it. And the boys playfully dunk on him, Ethan and Trent, who has a personality for the first part of this episode and will lose it later. But they kind of playfully dunk on him because they're like, should you like get to know her first? And he's like, well, yeah, I'm going to do that. But like, also, she's a babe. And to be fair, she's very pretty. She looks like a Disney princess. So I get it, Connor. But they say, like, she's, like, deep, and you're not deep. No.
He's like, should you guys be, like, supporting me and backing me up as my friends?
Yeah.
But
like,
I don't
know. Where's the love?
As a former teen boy with former teen boy friends, this is about par for the course, I think.
This is about correct, I would say. Yeah. So he goes up to talk to her about her poster. They're called flyers, Connor, but go on. And he's like, yeah, what's going on with those? And she's like, she kind of hands him one, like, kind of begrudgingly, and she's like, there's a super old tree, and Principal Randall wants to tear it down and put up a parking lot, just like that Counting Crows song. And he's like, I hate the Counting Crows. I would never want that to happen. And then I forget exactly what she says on that, but he's like, that's a travesty. We can't let that happen. Where do I sign up? And she's like, really? And he's like, yeah. And at first, Kurt, like, when this happens, I was like, I am fully ready to give Connor the benefit of the doubt. Because we know he's a bad liar. We've seen him lie poorly before, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I thought he's being sincere. Like, he heard about what's going on. He's like, this is a way that I can get closer to her. But also, like, it seems like a decent cause.
Yeah, it's a good cause. I don't think the school needs another parking lot. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, I don't
think. No. That, I think, is a cover for what, like, the real plan.
Well, it is, but, like, yeah. Connor doesn't know that yet.
Right.
I don't think he ever, I don't think the Rangers ever figure out that part of it.
No. I don't think so. Which, like, good for Elsa in keeping her secret identity secret, even though she looks the same.
That's not even
now,
like,
her hair
wears...
is more different.
Yeah, it's not even like she wears big glasses to disguise her face. She's got, like, little glasses and looks the same.
Yeah. She's like, all right, yeah, let's do it. We cut to Mezogog, who's like, I want the serum from the tree, from that old tree. And Elsa's like, I'll get it. I'll do what I can to get it. We're trying to tear it down. And there's kids that are being kids about it. But we're going to get the – I'll get the serum. And he's like, good, you better. Or else you're going to find yourself in the company of Zeltrax. And she's like, but he's dead. And Mezzo's like, exactly. And she's like,
oh. And he, like, flicks her nose.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Like, she's a, like, bad dog.
He, like, lifts his hand up, like a kind of like made you look kind of a nose flick, and I don't know if it was on purpose or if it was just because he has that big foamy dino claw on the end of his finger. He just didn't judge the space right, but he definitely like gets the tip of her nose.
He's like, you got a thing on your shirt. She's like, what? He's like, boom, got ya.
You'll die. I'll kill you like Zeltrax. Your nose is just the beginning.
We smash cut from there to Zeltrax talking about how he's not dead, actually, over footage of him blowing up and practicing sword fighting in a cavern of some sort.
He's in, it seems like he's in a, like, a pit, because I think they lit it from above, so it just looks like he's in a hole. But there's this whole monologue that's, like, the explosion intercut with him just, like, shadow sword fighting in a, in pitch darkness.
Yeah, and he's like, they thought they could kill Smitty, but you can't kill Smitty. You can't. And I was like,
Smitty is infinite.
I was hoping they killed Smitty, but I guess okay. Is it weird that they are like, Zeltrax is dead, and everyone's like, yeah, and then immediately they're like, no, he's not.
We haven't heard from Zeltrax in like 3 episodes, and then as soon as someone says his name, we get a montage of him.
Yeah.
Saying he's not dead, actually.
Is he like a Babadook? Is Babadook the one you can't say the name of?
I think so. I've seen Babadook, but I don't know. It's one of those like deep horror movies that like is like symbolic and like
metaphor,
means a lot of
yeah.
different stuff, and I'm just like I'm not smart enough for those.
You just want someone to cut up teenagers, mostly, right?
Much like Connor, I am not deep.
So we cut from there to the tree, the big old tree. The tree is 100 years old, okay? That's not super old for a tree, but it's like, that's tree old, I guess. Or like people old, rather. There is a line in the theme song that says, like, centuries gone by, which, as Michael on Ranger Danger pointed out, is buck wild. It's technically correct, but it's like, it's been a lot more than just some centuries. It's been quite a few centuries since dinosaurs.
Like a million centuries.
Yeah. And then, so, when she talks about how this tree is 100 years old, I was like, is that what the theme song's about? Is that what they're mentioning? Is this big
this
old tree?
This tree represents one of many centuries gone by.
Yeah. And so they're like out front, and Cassidy and Devin come up, and Cassidy's like, hell yeah, there's a protest right in our backyard. It's going to be the easiest scoop I've ever had. And Devin's like, yeah, and it's also a good cause. And she's like, I don't care. I just want to get famous. And I was like, we are doing a lot of gymnastics to make Cassidy kind of bad again, huh?
What? I don't know why you spend the time to grow Cassidy as a character to just immediately not use any of it.
It's weird. And then was it last episode when she was like, I believe in the Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm. But not this tree.
But not the tree. But fuck the tree. This tree sucks ass, and I want a parking lot and to be famous. I want to be famous for covering a parking lot story. What, Cassidy? Come on.
I don't know. I think Krista comes up. I don't even know if she says anything, and Cassidy's like, hey, you're standing in my light. Could you please move? And it's like, Cassidy, your light for what? It's daylight out, first of all.
The sun is the light currently. And she's like, Cassidy, if you're not here to help, just like get out of here. And she's like, oh no, I'm gonna cover the story, right, Devin? Devin is gone. He's being tied to a tree because he is fully committed to saving the old tree.
He's up against the tree and he's like, yeah, tie me up.
Tie me to the tree. They're not going to tear this down unless they kill my human body.
And then I will haunt them as a ghost.
I forgot to mention that Zeltrax also needs the serum from the old tree. He mentioned that when he was doing his, like, shadow boxing.
Did we see him in the cave?
Yeah, for, like, 1 second. Like, at the end,
was he, like, staggering then?
He's holding his side, and he's, like, kind of weak. He's, like, in, like, holding his arm up to steady it while he does sword fights. And he does look like he is enfeebled in some way, but...
Because, he needs the serum so he doesn't die, I guess.
I mean, you should have just saved us all the trouble, Smitty. Should have taken the out when you had it. So we cut over to Ethan and Connor, and Ethan's like, are you sure this is a good idea? You don't even really care about this tree. And Connor is like, I don't need to care about the tree. I just need her to think I care about the tree. She is in the shot, literally right behind them. And she's like, I knew it. Can't teach an old jock new tricks. Get out of here. I hate you, basically. And then we cut to Randall with a megaphone who's like, kids, get out of the way. We're tearing this tree down. And then she tells the guy in a crane. I have some problems with the crane. I understand it's like what they could rent on probably very short notice. But this is not a tree removal crane.
I didn't even like really look at it.
It is a crane. So in the strictest sense, it could do anything, right? Like you could do whatever you wanted to it to make it. You could hook up some sort of tree grabber. You could do whatever, right? What is attached to it is a shark cage.
Okay.
Which at best is like a platform that you can stand on to cut the branches off the tree, but you really just need a ladder for that. It's not a particularly tall tree. The guy's like, hey, I got orders. And she's like, I'm not moving. Chris is like, I'm not moving. You're going to have to kill my human body too if you want to get to this tree. And he's like, ah, teenagers. And he sits down on the...
He says, I hate teenagers.
Teenagers. Can you hear that? Did you hear that?
I did not hear that. No.
Maybe it'll have picked up on my recording. That is the sound of my house rattling from the wind. And it does. I thought because like on Monday before the power went out, it was like super, super windy, which is probably why the power went out. I thought there was a helicopter circling the house. Like I thought there was just like a helicopter like landing on my roof. But it's just this old trailer. Like rumbling in the wind, I guess.
Gotta tighten up some lug nuts or something.
Gonna have to duct tape the roof down or something. I don't know what's going on. So he hates teenagers. This guy hates teenagers. He sits down on a lever. It's the release the thing lever, and everyone sees that the shark cage is about to come and kill Krista. And Connor runs and saves her.
He uses super speed.
For like a little bit to get up to her.
He needed like one more second. Like he was just barely not going to make it. So he just like zipped up there.
Nobody is like, hey, that guy ran real fast, right?
He basically teleported. Did you see that?
Did anyone see that? And Chris is like, wow, you're so fast. He's like, that's what I get for being an old jock. And I'm like, I don't know if that works as well as you want it to, but I'll take it. It's cute. So then Tommy comes up, and I'm glad Tommy's a human again.
Imagine if the Black Ranger just walked up and told Principal Randall, hey, I think you should stop this.
He's like, because he goes to Randall, he's like, we need to talk about this before someone gets hurt. And she's like, we can talk. She's not gonna change my mind, but we can talk, I guess. She's like, all right, everybody, wrap it up, go home. We'll tear this down tomorrow. So everybody starts leaving. Immediately, every single person, including the people who tied Devin to the tree, abandoned Devin tied to the tree. We get a full-on, like, montage of everyone leaving, them driving the crane away, and Devin is just tied to the tree saying, hey, can somebody help me? I'm tied to a tree. And everyone going, no, Devin, you deserve the tree. No.
Yeah, figure it out, Devin.
Then we cut over to Connor and Krista walking. She says something like about he doesn't even want to do it. Why are you here? And he's like, that's why I came back. And I was like, you never left anywhere. What do you mean you came back? What am I supposed to assume this is later?
I guess this is like they split up after Randall broke up the tree demolition, and then he found her afterwards to talk to her.
Okay, maybe. Because I thought it was just like, while Devin's side of the tree and that montage is going on, this is what's happening with them. But
how it feels, but that's not how they talk about it. So.
Yeah, because like the other thing it sounds like is she's like, why, when I told you to leave, you did leave, and then you came back to save me. Why'd you come back? And I was like, Connor didn't go anywhere. Like, he didn't have time to leave. You told him to leave and then walked in front of a bulldozer crane thing, and then he saved you immediately. Like, there was not a lot of time. So it's one line. I don't need to get hung up on it as much as I am, but here we are. Welcome to the morphing grid. This is what I do here. And they talk about the tree, and my note here is very unhelpful, so I don't really know what else. But they just talk about how, like, it's very old and, like, that's important, and how, like, she can't be with someone who doesn't understand her passions and, like, doesn't want to, like, support her. And he's like, I never said I don't want to. I just said that, like, I'm not as into the tree as you are. And then we kind of just leave from there. And we go to Zeltrax, who is injecting the tree's maple syrup into his veins.
Oh, I think he's extracting it first.
Oh, right. He juices the tree first.
He juices it, yeah.
Yeah, and now he's got all that good brown syrup.
Oh yeah, because Connor, when they cut away from that scene of them walking, Connor says nothing's going to happen to the tree as long as I'm here, and then we cut immediately to something happening to the tree.
Right. Devin is still tied to the tree. Okay,
he's sleeping. He's taking a
nap.
This is my house now, I guess.
I live stuck to the tree. Oh, I'm stuck a tree. And so he's sleeping, and Zeltrax is juicing the tree, getting the good maple syrup out. And it's also connected to his, like, side, which will be important in a second. And he wakes Devin up, and Devin's like, oh, you're a monster. Devin's really chill with this.
Yeah, because Devin, like, he wakes up and he hears everything that's going on, like, behind him on the backside of the tree. And so he, like, looks over, and Zeltrax peeks his head between, like, the big, like, where the trunk, like, splits, and he's like, "Till the Power Ranger Zeltrax is back, baby."
And Devin is like, "I don't know who they are or where they hang out, so that's gonna be tricky." And then Zeltrax threatens to, like, kill him or something. He's like, "I'll tell him. How do you spell that, Zeltrax? Oh no, I'll find him. I'll tell him." And then he just sneaks out of the ropes.
Yeah, he just, like, ducks down.
Zeltrax doesn't free him. He just shimmies out of the bottom. Okay. And then Elsa shows up after Devin leaves. Elsa shows up, and she's like, ah, you're not dead. And he's like, nope. And then he injects the maple syrup into him, and he's like, now I'm strong on tree juice, and blasts her. And she's like, I'm going to fight you. So they start fighting. And it's a pretty solid fight. You know, I like seeing two bad guys fight. I just kind of like, I enjoy that.
Not a single mention of the romantic subplot that they had a couple episodes.
No, that, which,
so,
which,
you know, the whole thing where we thought Zeltrax was going to hate Tommy because of, like, a love triangle.
Yeah.
I guess none of that.
And then how, when it was revealed that it's not because of the love triangle, it's because he was Smitty, he still says stay away from Elsa. Like, he's, like, that's still the point. And then now that he's here confronting her, he's like, I don't care, and just shoots her with lightning. It's like,
yeah, he's like, I'm going to kill you, actually.
Okay, Smitty, cool convictions you got there, pal. So they're fighting. He's like, wicked power up. He shoots her a second time and then turns the tree into a monster, and then the monster and him teleport away, and Elsa's like, oh, beans. And then we cut to Devin, who bursts into cyberspace.
Yeah, he shoots the tree with his magic sword gun or whatever it is that he has.
Yeah, his lightning is a new color. I don't know if his lightning is a new color, but he teleports away in red lightning now, and that is different.
Yeah. He also shoots an attack later that's green lightning, and I don't like how just inconsistent they've become with this when they were so consistent with it before. Because Elsa, I don't know if you noticed this, but Elsa's been teleporting in and out with green lightning whole time up until now. Because
the invisible portals are green, and when they use that, I assume that's what they do. But he's using a different invisible portal, and it's red now, I guess.
Red. Well, his magic is red from the tree juice.
You're right. Which it should be, like, purple, because he gets purple on him later. I don't know. It's inconsistent.
Yeah, it's like a mouth. I don't know. He's got, like, big green eyes, which I don't look really weird. I guess I knew he had eyes, but seeing him lit up like that was weird.
I never really realized he had them.
He calls it Deadwood, the tree.
That's pretty good. Which is neat. That's actually very good.
And the monster design is very good. One of the better ones I think we've gotten this entire season.
Yeah, it's also not, like, a bunch of things.
And it sucks that the monster could basically not be here.
Yeah. The monster will appear in the episode going forward, but...
But it's just, like, it's a reason for the tree to be gone to, like, push the story forward more than anything else. Which, like, they could have just destroyed it while they were fighting.
Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe made the point that, like, it's a thing... Like, more... Like, I don't know. I feel like they wanted to tell too many stories in one episode.
Yeah.
About the tree. So we cut to cyberspace, and Devin runs in. He runs up to Cassie. He's like, Cassie, I need to find the Power Rangers. I need to tell him Zeltrax is back. The Power Rangers are all within earshot, so, like, it's good that he's doing this. And it kind of makes me think, like, he knows who the Power Rangers are. He's just, like, putting on a show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and then as they're, like, leaving, I guess to go try to find the Power Rangers to tell them, they walk past Connor and Krista sitting at a table, and he's like, yeah, and he made the tree into a monster.
Yeah, and Krista's like,
well, I have to go to the tree.
I need to go see the tree.
Hey, Krista, I'll save you the trip. It's not there. I don't know why you have to go there.
Also, Connor's like, hey, it's a monster now. Maybe this is not a great idea. And she's like, you just don't understand the tree like I do. And then runs away because she's a teenager. And Connor goes to chase after her, but then the other Rangers who were just on the Nickelodeon couch come up, and they were like, hey, we have to go.
Yeah, hey, it's time for Snick.
So then we cut to the Tommy's lab. My autocorrect turned Rangers into T-Gits. I don't know why
T-Gits go to Tommy's lab.
Yeah, that's what it says, pretty much. Also, shout out to Kira's outfit. It's like a tank top, but it looks dirty. It's just mesh, but in certain shots, it looks like a dirty tank top. And she's got Jeff Hardy arm warmers on. It's very 2004. What happens? Oh, they go there. And this is when Haley's like, yeah, there's a fountain of youth under the tree. And they're like, oh, wow. And I was like, that should be a bigger deal, I think.
Yeah, because when he turns the tree into Deadwood, it leaves, like, a crater, and in the center of the crater is this, like, little bubbling goop pond.
Yeah.
Because Earth this season just has a bunch of goop in it.
Yeah, it's a goopy Earth.
You need the goop. You need the goop. We got the scoop.
So they're like, oh, that's pretty cool, huh? And I was like, I would dig into this a little more. Are these things that just appear in the world? Are there just fountains of youth all over the place?
Well, yeah, because I think it's either Connor or Ethan. One of them is like, wait, the fountain of youth is real? And Tommy's like, well, this one is.
And then they say something about how, like, the tree got the fountain of youth juice, so the tree serum is, like, crazy powerful. And so I bet Zeltrax is not, like, the only one that wants it.
Yeah, and then the Ranger's like, oh, that's how the tree lived for so long.
It's like, well, no, it's trees like, just do that.
Yeah.
That's just how trees are.
Take a science class, kids.
What is Tommy teaching them in his science class?
He's the science teacher.
So we cut to Mezogog, Gog Island, and Mezogog's like, I'm so mad at you right now, Elsa. I could literally kill you. Not only is Zeltrax not dead, but you let him get the tree. And she's like, I didn't let him. I put up a fight. And he's like, well, not a good enough one. And she's like, I'll go get the tree and I'll just bring it back. And he's like, no, it's out of the tree hole. It's ruined. Everything. Because she's like, I can just get the juice from the Fountain of Youth. And he's like, no, it needs the whole ecosystem. I need the tree back.
I don't think so. I think you could just drink that water.
Probably. At this point.
Haley says it's like a life force spring.
Yeah.
Or something. And just, I don't know. Just eat the gack. And I'm sure you'll be fine.
just eat the gack. So up until now, I was like, hey, we're going to have a problem no matter how this story goes because, like, she wants to save the tree. Even if they save the tree's still going to be there. And they can just go back at nighttime and get the tree when the Power Rangers aren't there, right? Like, how are we going to – and it turns out it's like it needs a whole ecosystem, which I like the workaround. But also, you could just go get a straw and kind of slurp up the Fountain of Life juice. From underneath
right,
it.
So is it, it's like, in the spring itself, it's too raw, so it has to, like, go up and, like, get processed the tree to, like, to really get the nutrients out, I guess.
He just wants it on pancakes. He doesn't want to drink it. He just wants to put it on pancakes.
Like, I'm not putting dirty root water on my pancakes, Elsa. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I want it to come from a tree. And I'm like, that's not a maple tree, so I don't know if you can make syrup out of just any tree. I don't know how that works.
I'm sure you probably could. I don't know how good it would be. Like, I don't know if a pine syrup is something I want to eat.
No, pine syrup would probably be terrible, I think. But, like, birch syrup? What are we doing there? What's the research on birch syrup? Are they too skinny? You don't get enough juice out of them? They're not a plump enough tree? That you can drain, I guess. So we cut from there back to the lab where Connor sees Krista on the monitor. And he, like, goes to, like, walk away and brood. And Tommy goes after him. And Connor's like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. Seeing Krista, she's so passionate. Like she's going to do it no matter what. Like, she's going to, like, save that tree, you know, whatever she can to do that. I don't know if that's like something I can do. And Tommy laughs at him. He's like, what? He's like, you remind me of me. And I'm like, he doesn't remind me of you, Tommy, but go on.
I don't remember you going through this at all.
No, not terribly.
You were made a Power Ranger and you were like, hell yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm number one. But like Tommy's like, no, because I also was like, I don't know. I don't remember what Tommy says, but he's like, you know, then I found my confidence and then I was fine. And I was like, you found your confidence in episode 21 after you stopped being evil. Like, you know,
yeah,
maybe earlier. Who knows?
He says something to Connor about like you're full of cockiness and raw energy and you just need to like focus it, basically.
Yeah.
But you're a teenager, and so it's just going all over the place.
Yeah. And then Tommy says, like, once you figure that out, it'll be more powerful than Triassic mode or Super Dino mode. And I was like, I should have seen what was going to happen now, but I didn't. And so I was surprised by it later, and we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. When he said that, I was just like, what a weird way to apply power ranging just to, like, a life lesson. And I read between the lines instead of just reading the lines.
We should have just read the lines is what we should have done. So then he's like, okay. And also Tommy says, like, you'll find your confidence. And Connor's like, I have confidence. And Tommy's like, cockiness and confidence are not the same thing. And I thought that was a fun line. So then I see on the monitor that a bunch of Triptoids showed up because they're Zeltrax's personal mooks, I guess. So
yeah, they're like, oh, Zeltrax's old friends are here. But they're not here to fight for Zeltrax.
No, because Zeltrax hasn't showed up yet.
Nope. But Elsa and the White Ranger are going to show up.
Yep. I feel like they're the ones who call the Triptoids. So, who's to say?
It certainly seems that way.
So they're like, all right, cool. We'll go there. Trent, you chill here for a minute until maybe Zeltrax will show up too, and then you can show up. But until then, going to need you to not be in the footage if that's cool. And he's like, you got it, boss, and then sits down, and we will not hear from him again until the very end of the episode, and even then, I'm not quite sure if he has a line.
I think he says, no problem. That's about it, I think.
So we go to the battle. They start fighting the Triptoids, and then Tommy very slowly and very carefully after he, like, he touches a triptoid in the chest and it, like, kills it. And they're like, what was that? And he's like, use your dino gem power. It creates an energy that will deactivate the triptoids. And he says it very, very carefully.
Jake.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
I super don't know, because I thought it was like you got a Z putty tag them in the chest with your dino power, and now
why can't they just fight the triptoids?
Because half of it's in Sentai footage and half of it isn't, but I'm not sure which half is when they blow the triptoids up with the dino power.
I don't know because they're getting like outnumbered by the triptoids, I guess, and so they're like struggling, and then Tommy does his big damn hero entrance and is like, aim for the Z with your dino power energy.
Hit him in the Z with the kickball.
And so they do that to like break the ones off of them, the ones that are like holding them down, but then they all just stand in like Roman Reigns, ooh-ah, and then all of the triptoids pop.
They all die from the ooh-ah, and then Elsa's like, whatever, And then Zeltrax, before she can do anything, Zeltrax shoots lightning down at all parties. And Zeltrax is like, I'm out of here. White Ranger, you got this, right? And then leaves. Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I guess.
She turns to the White Ranger and is like, kill all of them. I'm going to go home.
Because he comes down. He grows up Deadwood. Deadwood is monster size, you know, like huge size now. Tommy's like, I'll handle Zeltrax. Because that's what I do. And you go fight the thing. White Ranger jumps into Pterosaurus. Connor goes into Triassic mode and gets in his car. And then the other two Rangers, Ethan and Kira, they get in the regular Megazord. And this is when I realized Triassic power should be a power up for all three of them.
Yeah. Because they get into the Megazord and then they get into the Zord. I don't know. They're all in one cockpit, and then they Triassic Connor up,
and he jumps out, and they stay in.
Yeah, I guess. And they're in the regular Megazord, and he's in his chariot Megazord.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It's a lot. This is also really confusing, because like the way they cut the scene together, like the fight itself is like there's so many Zords just kind of smacking around the.
Yeah, because the White Ranger's got his Zord, which is his Drago Zord or whatever, and the Stego Zord.
Yeah,
which I guess he has. I talked about this last time his Zord popped up, but I didn't realize. I guess the Stego Zord was also part of it.
That's how he makes the like Megazord form, and I guess just like Trent didn't get it in the divorce. Like when he got divorced from the White Ranger evil energy,
he didn't get any Zords.
He didn't get any Zords. Connor, though, did get a lot of Zords, because he's like Triassic power, Megazord, and then a bunch of like every other Zord they have jumps on to like form arms and legs and weirdly like hip flexors, I think.
Tommy tells him, he tries to tell him, and then Zeltrax is like, no, we're fighting. And then Trent comes in, and Tommy's like, go fight Zeltrax. And I don't know if he does say anything or if he just nods and goes to fight him off screen.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Tommy is like, get all of the Zords together and make the like Tricera Power Megazord.
Tricera Max Megazord.
Tricera Max, yeah.
Ethan and is like, not included in the Megazord, if anyone was wondering.
It's too many Zords. This Megazord is too much.
This Megazord is bad. This Megazord is 2006 John Cena.
Yeah, I feel like when they were putting it together, when the Megazord was like coming together, like the legs opened and two of the Zords just like went inside little compartments and it shut around. Yeah. Like they didn't even become part of it.
That's what I'm saying. They're like the hip flexors. They're just like, here, we're gonna hide up here. Is that cool? And then two of them are the arms, and I'm like, okay. But then they get like extra, like the little wheel things from the chariot part become the fists, and I'm like, what's happening?
But then,
and then,
yeah, that becomes the fist. But then the Ankylo and the one of the other ones, I don't remember.
I don't even know. There was so much happening.
I can't. There's so many. I don't know. But they become arms on top of the fist, and then their big, weird, like, whip sword hands become the hand parts. So, like, the fists don't even matter.
It's so weird. They kill Deadwood. They blow up Deadwood.
Yeah, and that's a wrap on the best monster design we've had all season.
It's such a shame. And then we cut back to Zeltrax, who just grabs a hunk of tree. The Rangers teleport out of their Zords instead of stepping on Zeltrax because they're already in him. He grabs a big hunk of tree.
Just kicking him into space.
Just by Smitty. So he grabs a big hunk of tree, teleports out of there. We cut to Krista, who's sitting in front of the tree hole. She's like, and she's like,
I can't believe my boyfriend, the tree, is gone.
My boyfriend is now a tree hole. And it just goes like, because the spring is still under it. And she's like, oh no. And then Zeltrax comes up, and I was like, is he gonna turn her evil? That could be fun. That, you know,
that's what I thought. He was gonna like push her into the spring, and like that was gonna make her evil somehow,
and make her like Trika or something, you know. but no, he's just like, this is my tree hole, and pushes her out of the way.
He's like, get out of my tree hole. And she's like, I love that tree. He's like, get out of here.
And then he kicks over the little like caution tape thing, and he has the big chunk of deadwood, and he just stabs it back in. And that gives him powers of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
at this point. This is
where it really like gets away from itself.
Also, by now, when he shows back up after getting Deadwood, he has like magenta, mauve kind of accents on him. Like he is clearly upgraded in some way. And he's clearly stronger because he's like, this is the first time ever that he like defeats Tommy and leaves because he wants to, not because Tommy beat his ass so bad. So like, that's nice. But then
he's also got some like spikes on his knees, I think.
Yeah. So Chris is like, no, my boyfriend, the tree hole. And he just drinks all the juice. He drinks up the milkshake. And then Connor shows up and is like, Krista, get out of here. And she's like, Power Ranger? And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, because he is the Red Ranger.
He is the Red Ranger, yes.
But I don't know. If I'm being saved for the first time by a Power Ranger that immediately yells my name, like the first word out of their mouth is my name, I'm going to be like,
Like
now I'm starting to like, can I place the voice? Like, I must know who this is.
It also sounds like Connor. So like,
it also sounds like someone who fell in love with me this morning. So
yeah, who said my name a bunch of times today. So you'd have some recent references, you know, but he's like, get away from that tree hole, Zeltrax, and also Krista. And so Zeltrax grabs Krista and just King Kongs his way up a mountain. Beating the shit out of Connor.
It's so weird the way he's climbing this mountain. Because he's obviously in some kind of like a harness and they're just pulling him up. Yeah. But he has to like, he's putting one hand on and like pushing himself up for appearances, I guess.
Yeah, he's like throwing himself up the mountain. But he like beats the hell out of Connor, steals Krista. And I was like, now he's going to forcibly turn her into an evil tree general or whatever. And no, he just wanted to steal a girl to... And this is all, I'm paraphrasing, but to lure the Power Rangers in. You already had them, dog.
Yeah, but he wants to fight them on top of the mountain. It's more okay. It's more scenic. You can get better sweeping drone shots up
there.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
In 2004.
So he... just a big crane off to the side. So he goes up to the mountain. Connor is... wounded, and he's like, Krista, where are you? And he hears her screaming, and so he's like, he remembers Tommy saying, like, passion isn't just a thing that is in you, you have to grow it. And I was like, I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, it's like the life spring. You have to stick a dead branch in it to be able to drink it.
To get it.
Yeah, it's a metaphor, like much like the Babadook, it's a metaphor, you see.
You're right. So does that mean that we have to chain Connor in the basement and feed him worms? I'm confused. I haven't seen the Babadook.
You're just not deep, Jake.
You're right.
You're not deep enough for this episode of Power Rangers.
This is a Ding Dong podcast. I don't know what we were thinking. So Connor, he gets like turbo boosted. He's like, and then like things start. He turns into Triassic mode, and then like. it gets weirder from there.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be it. Like, he unlocked the ability to turn into Triassic mode by himself.
Yeah, but nope. But it turns out
he also needs to get some Springman arms, some arms, the video game upgrades.
My first joke in a second was originally arms, but I didn't know if that would play. It would have. So, but I have a different joke now. So he gets a Triassic muscle butt suit, basically, and then he muscle butts up. He's got like a lot of accoutrement. He's got like a big chest plate and a whole bunch of stuff. And then Zeltrax throws Krista off the mountain, and he says, go get in arms!" And he catches her with his go gadget arms.
Oh, and he's just a big Inspector Gadget.
He's just Inspector Gadget, Josh. He goes up to the mountain and he starts fighting. So after he's like Krista. Are you still calling her just like Krista?
Yeah, he catches Krista and he catches her under the armpits, which I think is pretty good. I don't know if you can Gwen Stacy that way.
I don't think so. I don't think that would snap your spine, but.
And he pulls her in and sets her down. And when he puts her on the ground, for some reason, we get a close up of her feet, like getting set down. And she's got these not Crocs, but they're these like bulbous, solid, like not bowling shoes, but like bowling ball looking shoes.
She's got those new Kanye sneakers. Have you seen the gross Kanye sneakers?
I have not seen Kanye's. They are new sneakers.
Ugly.
No.
They are hideous.
And I just want to talk about what Krista's wearing for a second, because I feel they're going for like a hippie look, but she definitely just looks like a witch, right?
Yeah, which, like, to be fair, in 2004, Wicca as like a trend was in, right? Like,
yeah.
It was very poppin' then. So, like, I get that they were like, look up a hippie, and they're like, here's a kid who goes to a shop that has incense. And they're like, close enough. So that's what she looks like. She does have like a classic kind of Tory sort of like jeans and then a sarong over the jeans.
Well, she has what I first thought was like a long flowy skirt that was, it's like alternating like blue, purple, kind of like a tie dye, but more of like a gradient kind of like down the skirt.
But
when she was walking with Connor earlier in the episode, it's split. It's pants.
It's secretly pants, Josh. It's a look. It's a whole look. So he climbs up to this is actually very important. He's like, are you safe? And she's like, yeah. He's like, all right, get over, go away. She's like, okay. So she runs to safety. The other Rangers show up behind Krista and she's just like, oh, hey, other Power Rangers, what's up? Like, it's like a chill, normal activity that you do.
She gets a smile on her face, like, my new best friends and all the Power Rangers.
I'm dating all of you now. I will replace my dead tree boyfriend with the Power Rangers.
With the five Power Rangers.
Is Trent here? I think Trent is here.
He is, morphed, yeah.
Yeah. So they were like, Trent, you can come hang out. We're not going to do anything, but if you want to come stand near us while Connor does some cool Naruto stuff, you can do that if you want. Because Zeltrax hits the mountain and it causes an avalanche, and Connor Naruto jumps up the falling boulders. And if this was just like the end of the season, or if it was like more dramatic, I'd be stoked about it. But it's just like, I'm like, okay, this is a lot happening. The CGI is like pretty solid, but it's also, there's a lot of it and they're pushing it really hard and it just looks a little tacky, I guess. So they go to fight. They meet back up at the top of the mountain. They fight more. Connor punches him off the mountain, punches Zeltrax off the mountain, and then uses Go-Go Gadget leg to stomp on him.
Yeah. With the leg, he jumps down after him and he calls it a kick, and his leg just like fires off, slamming into Zeltrax's chest. And I think it does stomp him into the ground, but at first I was like, he's just gonna like accelerate him by kicking him harder.
But I think
he does also just stomp his chest into the dirt.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And then he pulls out Go-Go Gadget Yo-Yo, and he has just a big yo-yo thing. It's enormous.
I get that it functionally is a yo-yo, But there is not, and that is my favorite Kirby power-up, is the yo-yo ability. And I, this is always fine. But there is not a less intimidating thing you can say when you're about to kill someone than I'm going to hit you with my yo-yo.
Like, yo, it's a yo-yo time, baby. I got my Duncan Yomega and you're dead, Zeltrax.
Eat my X-brain, Zeltrax.
I want to walk the dog over your corpse, Zeltrax. So he hits Zeltrax with the big yo-yo. By the way, the big yo-yo does look like a giant Baby Bell cheese. it's not even intimidating. And then he's not done yet because he still has Go-Go Gadget shoulder cannons that are just like super soakers, I guess.
Yeah, don't mess with the girl that he likes, or he will like triple kill you.
He blasts the shit out of Zeltrax, and then he goes up. Also, there's a cutaway to Krista, who's like, "Ooh, I would love to have sex with that Red Ranger." she just gives like the Red Ranger some bedroom eyes for like a second. Zeltrax is not dead. He's like, "You haven't seen the last of me. I'm not done yet." And he teleports away. And they're like, "Ah, beans. I thought we killed him with that one." And if the yo-yo doesn't kill him, what's gonna? You know, honestly, at this point, he's basically invincible. He stopped the yo-yo. We cut to later. Everybody except Connor, all the Rangers except Connor, are walking towards the tree hole because there's a bunch of people there now. They're doing something. And they're talking about how, like, it's good that they're putting something there instead. And Trent is like, "Hey, what if we just took the Fountain of Youth stuff out of it?" And Tommy's like, "No, that would be bad, actually."
He does say it's a shame Zeltrax drank it all up because it could have helped a lot of people. Yeah, and then Tommy's like, "Yeah, it could have, but also too much of a good thing is a bad thing."
And he's like, "You're right. Healing people is bad, Tommy."
everyone should have to pay for healthcare, Tommy. You're right.
You're right. You got it, Tommy. So then they walk up. They don't join Connor, but Connor is there talking to Krista, and he's like, "Hey, it's good that they're putting a new tree in instead of just leaving it a parking lot." And she's like, "Yeah, that almost sounded sincere." And he's like, "I'm trying." You know, "I don't know what you want, I'm trying." And then he apologizes for being a dink, and it's like the fourth time he's apologized this episode, so I don't know why this one's stuck instead of the other ones, but whatever. And then she's like, "Yeah, do you want to plant the tree?" And I was like, "You should plant the tree."
Yeah.
Like, I understand he's the Power Ranger. And I understand, like, the symbolic, like, hey, if you're trying it, because they say, like, to new beginnings. And it's like, if you're turning over a new leaf, that's a tree joke. Then, like, you're planting a tree. It's fine. But you campaigned to save the tree. You were almost killed by a shark cage trying to save this tree. Zeltrax. Yeah. Kidnapped you because of your love for this tree hole. You should get to plant the new one, Krista.
And I feel like I can safely say we're not going to ever hear from Krista this season again. So I feel like that means Connor and Krista do not end up together. So now every time Krista looks at the new tree, she's going to regret letting that dumb old jock plant it all those years ago.
Josh, I have good news for you.
Oh.
Krista will appear again in this season. I looked it up while we were right after we watched it.
Recurring characters.
Well, she only comes back one more time.
So, that's a recurrence. That counts.
And it's not the next episode.
It's at the end, and she's just going to be one person in a crowd being like, "Let's go, Power Rangers."
I don't know what her role is. I do know what episode she comes back in, but I will save it. I will keep that a secret for me. So she also does a voice in SPD. I saw. I didn't look at who, but it just said like voice, and I was like, don't look at what that is. So she just does like a stray voice in SPD. So they plant the tree, and she's like, "To new beginnings." And I thought, like, hell yeah, new character. Chris is gonna be around. And that's when I looked up, and it was like, no, she'll be back one more time. Don't get used to her. But that is the end of the episode. Josh,
mm-hmm.
You started.
Yeah,
I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is. Is there a best? What's the best this episode? Is it?
I do like the Connor and Krista stuff on paper. I don't love the way it ends up playing out toward the end, but I do like that it's like Connor's feelings for this girl affect him as a Power Ranger. Like, his personal teenager life is affecting his Power Ranger life.
I did like that. I did like really that. Like that.
I don't know if that's the best. No. But I don't know what else would be.
Is it the monster design? Is the monster design the best?
It might be Deadwood's design. It's very good.
It's really, really choice. I think, yeah, I think I'm going to give it to Deadwood's design.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else to give it to. It's certainly not the Go-Go Gadget arms or...
No.
Any of that stuff. Yeah, the only thing else I can think would be the Kira's dirty-looking tank top, and I don't know why I found that charming.
I don't think that's the best.
No, definitely not, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to give it to...
Also, the Zeltrax Elsa fight is good, but I don't think it's great, and so I don't think that really is
the
best either, which usually we would, like, eat that up, but I don't know.
I thought it was really good, but I don't know. It felt weird because of all the, like, emotions that they left out of it that they could have put into it, you know?
Yeah, they could have had a clash where they have their swords and they're up in each other's faces, and Zeltrax is like, please don't make me, and Elsa's like...
Like, we could have been something, you know?
Yeah, and she's like, it's the only way, I'm gonna let you take that tree, or something, you know, anything.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna give it to Deadwood's design.
Yeah, I think I am too.
The worst is, I guess, I don't know how to narrow this down. I want to say the worst is, like, Tommy saying, hey, once you get confident in yourself, you'll get superpowers. Like,
I don't think Tommy saying what he said is the worst, but I do think Connor getting the superpowers and the whole, like, 5 minutes of the episode we have to spend on him with this Go-Go Gadget suit is probably the worst.
You know what? I'm gonna worst over that. Is the Triceramax Megazord.
That was really bad too, yeah.
There's too much going on. It's like looking at an Escher painting and you just don't know what's happening at any given time. So that's my worst, is the Triceramax Megazord.
I think I'm still gonna give it to the, I will call it the Triassic Battleizer.
Okay. MVP is, I kinda wanna give it to Krista.
A little bit. I don't feel like I ever was, like, annoyed. Like, I don't think she was ever overbearing about it.
No.
Because the only time she got mad at Connor was when Connor was a dink. So...
Yeah, and, well, she got mad at him when he was like, maybe don't go to where they just said a monster is the tree now. And she's like, you just don't get it. And
that was a little bit frustrating.
I was like, that feels right, though. It felt fair, because she's a teenager, right? So, like...
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was the writers being like, yeah, she's actually a bitch, get it. It was just like, no, she's been shown to be passionate about saving this one tree, and she just heard secondhand from Devin that it's dead and a monster now, you know? Like, so I get that. I'm going to give it to Krista.
Yeah. What the heck?
Who cares?
Not like any of this matters anyway.
Now we have to rank the episode. Yeah, please don't stop, Benny. That was a joke. That was just a joke. Don't stop ranking and putting things down.
And I am sincere when I say it should be Krista.
Same, yeah. Now we have to rank it. I feel like this episode ends up being pretty middle. Because I really like the first half and all of the unmorphed stuff, and then I really don't like the morphed stuff, the fight, the Megazord fight, or the muscle butt suit at the end. I think the muscle butt suit looks cool. I just don't like it. It just feels like bad that it happened. Like, I don't like that it happened in this episode.
I think I've said this at least since last season. I'm kind of over the muscle butt suits. I don't like how Red Ranger-centric everything gets after it's introduced. In this season, even before it was introduced, like, he got two muscle butt suits, basically. One of them literally took everything away from the other two.
Yeah, that sucks.
Let me call my shot.
Okay, call your shot.
Let me see if I can get it in one.
Okay.
Above Copy That, below Bully for Ethan.
I was looking around there, so I think that's a good spot for it, because I was looking at Burning at Both Ends, and I was like, that episode is like solid, but they have a bunch of plans that they don't say that then work out, and that was frustrating. Kind of like how all of the morph stuff was, especially the triptoids. The whole triptoid, like, we can just turn them off if we want, is like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What
is that? The so worst? Yeah, can I retroactively make that the worst?
Yeah, you, absolutely, you can.
Yeah, that one did make me cuss, and the Connor Battleizer, I didn't swear about it, so I think I am gonna worse the triptoid thing, whatever that Dino Gem triptoid off switch.
They just they take their batteries out or whatever. But I think below Bully for Ethan, above Copy That is a solid place for it. So coming in at number 10 is The Passion of Connor. Does Kira get an episode where her name plays in it, do you think?
I don't know. You have the list. I don't have the list pulled up. You think they should have named this The Passion of the Krista? Or would that have been too much?
I think they wanted to, right? I feel like they wanted to, but they were. But somebody was like, you can't do that. You just can't do that. So next episode is called Isn't It Lovely? So
did I name that one?
Maybe. What were you doing in 2004?
Graduating high school. So yeah, probably. I probably did do that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Last time there was an episode titled That Stupid, it was Leader of the Whack, and that is the number one episode. So maybe it'll be good.
Maybe
Isn't It Lovely will surprise us. We'll find that out on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So I was editing 520 and I said Apple Jam, and I used Apple Jam on Monday, so I looked like a damn fool. They're not even that far. It was on my list already. I just looked at it and went, that doesn't say Jam. Walked away. I don't know what happened.